This is the Book Club at 91.7.
Hi, I'm Cody Hefner from Cincinnati Museum Center, and right now we have a new exhibit called Mummies of the World running through April 26th that gives you an opportunity to take a step back in time and travel around the world as you explore these mummies. We have mummies that most people think of, the linen-wrapped Egyptian mummies that are found in sarcophagus in ancient Egypt, but we also have bog mummies. We have mummies from South America that are shrunken heads from Javaran warriors. We even have a shrunken sloth head that young warriors would use to practice hunting and practice the shrunken head skills. And of course, we have a recent mummy from 1994 that was preserved at the University of Maryland using ancient Egyptian techniques that is only 20 years old. Mummies from around the world that are both naturally and intentionally mummified that really give a good overview of what mummification is and what we can still learn from them today. Mummies of the World, now through April 26th at Cincinnati Museum Center. You can visit WVXU.org for more information or cincymuseum.org to buy tickets. Right now I'm reading Bunker Hill by Nathaniel Philbrick, which is an amazing look at the Battle of Bunker Hill and the events leading up to the battle and what it meant for the city of Boston and for the American Revolution overall by delving into the people who lived the event and telling the story through their eyes. Bunker Hill by Nathaniel Philbrick.